Blog Talk Radio.
Passover to everyone that's tuned in. You've had your Passover the week before, the week's coming. Today is my day to celebrate it. And we give all praises to the Most High because it's a time to shed in and remember the original Passover was a time of our enemies being destroyed, the firstborn being destroyed. We were told to stand still and let the blood be over the doorposts. We taught on this past Saturday. So I didn't really come on today to teach on the Passover because we covered that this past Shabbat. But just to say shalom, Shabbat shalom, welcome you, greet you, celebrate with you. I guess my wife has more joy than me, so she's going in, so I let her talk.
Have the joy of the Most High God deep in our hearts. Hallelujah. It's Passover. It's the high holy days. We are in the season of repentance, of lifting up the Most High, and ready for judgment to come up on these people, boy, on this land. Hallelujah. For the risen King, our Abba, our brother, our HaMashiach. Oh, hallelujah. He said, let nobody take a man's joy away from them. The joy of the Lord is our strength. And if we remember that as we go through these trials and tribulations, these ups and downs, he does things for a reason, to wake us up, shake us up, so we are uncomfortable, that we are set free, free in him. The enemy is defeated. The Most High is shaking it up. Because the enemy is already defeated. So I hope all of you are praising the Most High this week. Some of you, it's the Feast of Unleavened Bread as well. You're ending it. Some are beginning like we are. Praise the Most High for what he's brought you through. Praise you for the little. Praise you for the lot that he's given you. Just be thankful. We shouldn't be walking around sad. We shouldn't be walking around angry. We shouldn't be walking around confused. We should be walking around happy. Praising the Most High because the day, the night, the time, everything is drawing near for him to come back and free his people. As you focus on Passover, remember what those people, the Israelites, was doing during this time. They were at home. They were keeping the Passover in their home, praying, listening to the crying. They could hear the yelling, the screaming, but they kept the faith and knew that the Most High will pass over them because they was keeping these statutes, laws, and commandments. So you just keep trying. You keep believing in him. You fall down. You get back up. Don't let anybody take your joy. Don't let anybody take your gifts. The Most High is given. Don't allow them to use them and misuse who you are in him. Stand up for what is right. Never compromise because you don't fit in. We're not going to fit in. We are his chosen ones. He calls us to come up out of this earth, come up out of her, my people. So let's do that. Let the joy of the Lord be our strength throughout the day. As the wickedness is about us and around us, let us be that light that we can bring someone into the truth and give them clear understanding of who we are as a people. Oh, praises. Hallelujah. It's a beautiful day. It's a beautiful day to be in the presence of the Most High. Holy ground. Stand up on him. Praise him. Worship him. Do whatever you have to let him know that you're for him.
So we'll still do Herb of the Day, cover some hard Hebrew woman topics, and we'll just have a few more things to say before we go into the Shabbat. Shabbat Shalom. Happy Passover. Pray that you're getting started. Feast of Unleavened Bread. We honor the Most High's holy days. Leviticus 23 describes it and tells us what we're supposed to do. And I have already taught on this particular series on the last Shabbat. I want you to go back into the archives and listen to last Saturday's lesson on the Sabbath. Better understand what we're doing and why we're doing it, and it's important for us to keep the holy days. Pretty ticked off that a Christian pastor taught on the Sabbath during his time and misled our people, keep us in darkness. And this is why we have the problems that we have in our community, because we've gotten away from the statutes, laws, and commandments that he gave to us directly as a people, his people, his chosen people. He'll be our God if we do what he tells us to do. We don't want to do it. We're honoring the Sabbath because we're trying to be obedient. And obedience is better than sacrifice. So, with that being said,
Usually on Tuesdays we have the Heart of a Hebrew Woman. This Tuesday I didn't do it as we were preparing for Passover, but I just want to encourage our women to not give up on what the Most High has given us, our gifts, our calling. Do not be afraid, and definitely don't let anyone tell you that you can't do anything outside of what the Most High has given you. As the train passes by, I was listening to one of the late great Hebrew Israelites. He was speaking, and he brought some clarity to who we are as a people. And I know there's a lot of doctrine going on that we shouldn't be celebrating Passover until we get back to Israel and whatever the case may be. But I just felt in my spirit as he brought out how can the people over in Israel call themselves the Israelites when the Most High said that we are scattered across the four corners of this earth. And so we are not in our land. We are scattered, and he's going to gather us up and bring us back. So just as in all captivities, we are to honor him. We are to praise him. And so, sisters, I hope that you are preparing your meals with the bitter herbs. We have lamb, potatoes, I have some rice. I have a plethora of things, kale, just some things to get us in the spirit of the season. I know all of our times are off because everyone wants to be different, I'm assuming. Everyone is reading the Bible in different lenses, but the Most High will bring the increase. He will straighten everything out when he comes. But it is for us to not judge anyone when they keep them, how they keep them. We just have to honor the Most High the best way we know how. Like Elder B said, that this is one of the main problems that we can't get along, is because everybody wants to do what they want to do and want to teach false doctrine to our people to keep us asleep. But my prayer this high holy season that we're in is that we wake up into the truth. That the people that are called upon him, his name, will wake up to the truth. They will get clear understanding of who they are, and they will come back to the statutes, laws, and commandments. And so on Tuesday, definitely tune in to the Heart of a Hebrew Woman. I'm all out of breath because I've been praising the Father, listening to the music. Because the enemy is defeated in the name of Yeshua. And into the Heart of a Hebrew Woman on Tuesday, and we speak about women issues. How to overcome unforgiveness. That's just one of the topics that one of the sisters had said we need to touch on again. We oftentimes forget about forgiving people. We go through life, things happen to us, and we hold gut grudges and bitterness. We got to get that out because the Day of Atonement is Most High willing, and we need to make sure that we are in the right place at the right time.
Pentecost,
unleavened bread, trumpets, all of those things are coming.
Tabernacles.
All the things are coming. Let me read Psalm 33, verse 12. He said, blessed is the nation whose Abba is our Elohim, and that the people whom he has chosen for his own inheritance. Our Elohim looked from heaven, and he behold all the sons of men. From the place of his habitation, he looked upon all the inhabitants of the earth. He fashioned their hearts alike. He considered all their works. There was no king save by the multitude of an host. A mighty man is not delivered by much strength. A horse is a vain thing for safety. Neither shall he deliver any by his strength. Behold, the eye of our Elohim is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy. Verse 19, to deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine. Our soul waited for our Elohim. He is our hope and our shield. For our heart shall rejoice in him. because we have trusted in his holy name. Let thy mercy, O Elohim, be upon us accordingly as we hope in thee. That's in the book of Psalms, verse 33. I read verse 12, because we are his chosen people. The verse 22. As we also on this broadcast, we talk about the herbal segment. Our herbal segment is for healing, giving our people information about how to do a lifestyle change the right way through the statutes, laws, and commandments, the dietary laws, and Leviticus 11. We talk about different herbs, different ways to combat sickness, to fight off some of the things that we already have in our bodies, and to lose weight and things like that. And I just want to say I'm not a herbalist. I'm not a physician. I'm not writing prescriptions, but I will do the research, and I'll bring it out on this airway to our people so they can get clear understanding of who they are. I hope that if you are involved in a gathering, that there's someone, some sister, some male that's bringing these things out to help us. We need healing from our head to our toes. It starts in our minds, the way we think about ourselves, the way we carry ourselves, the way we look at ourselves. Then it starts with changing what we put into our bodies, what we eat, what we drink, the medication that they try to give us. Let's try to stay away from that if at all possible and bring everything back to the earth. The one pastor that Elder Reed was talking about, the pastor touched on sin and how when you were sick, that meant you were in sin. And that is true. If you're sickly and you're not keeping these statutes, laws, and commandments, and people just, oh, I got a cold or I have this. But oftentimes, if you're eating right, if you're praying to the Father, if you're repenting, you shouldn't be getting sick. So I encourage you to tune into our herbal segment. We provide with a plethora of information. We talk about some of our brothers and sisters that have used some of the herbs by doing the research that we've given them. And they're no longer taking this pharmakia. They've been removing themselves slowly off of blood pressure medication, off of diabetes medication. They are slowly coming to the knowledge of the truth. And we're helping our people to do that here at this broadcast. So I just want to encourage you not to keep this information to yourself. Definitely share it with people, your brothers, your sisters. Definitely share it with the masses, because we want to walk into the glory of the Most High and keep ourselves together. On the Sabbath, we have our Sabbath lesson. Elder Reeve always brings out a powerful lesson to help us to arm ourselves, to fill ourselves with the truth out of this Bible of who we are as a people. We can't walk around proclaiming that we're Hebrews or that we're woke, that we know the truth, if we're still acting like the people of this world. Our actions have to reflect what we speak out of our mouths. So don't get caught up in the rhetoric. Don't get caught up in the group thing, the camp thing, that you forget about who truly matters. And that's our Elohim. He sent his son to die for us, for our sins. We're celebrating Passover. We're getting to the high holy season where we're able to really represent and get understanding of what we're supposed to be doing. So I want to thank you for tuning in to the broadcast. I want to read one more scripture. And it's crazy because I'm just sitting here and these scriptures are popping up. So I go to Psalms 57. It says, "Be merciful unto me, O Elohim, be merciful unto me, for my soul trusted in thee. Yea, in the shadow of thy wings will I make my refuge until these calamities be overpassed. I will cry unto our Elohim, unto our Elohim that performeth all things for me. He shall send from heaven and save me from the reproach of him that would swallow me up. Selah. Our Elohim shall send forth his mercy and his truth. My soul is among lions, and I lie even among them that have set on a fire even the sons of men, whose teeth are spears and arrows, and their tongue a sharp sword. Be thou exalted, our Elohim, above the heavens. Let thy glory be above all the earth. They have prepared a net for my steps. My soul is bowed down. They have digged a pit before me into the midst whereof they are fallen themselves. My heart is fixed, O Elohim. My heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise. Awake up my glory. Awake the psalmistry and harp. I myself will awake early. I will praise thee, O Elohim, among the people. I will sing unto them among the nations. For thy mercy is great unto the heavens, and thy truth unto the clouds. Be thou exalted, O Elohim, above the heavens. Let thy glory be above all the earth. That was a plea of mercy in Psalm 57.
Shabbat Shalom. Thank you for tuning in. I want you to enjoy the rest of your Passover and your Feast of Unleavened Bread. Make it a festive time. Go throw out all the bread in your house. But more importantly, get the leaven out of your heart.
Hallelujah. Get it out. Get it out.
So this may not be the Feast of Atonement, but it's also a time for you to say, I'm just going to let it go, because stress is what kills our people. And
that's right.
Forgiveness.
That's right.
So we just have to just say, you know, I'm going to let that nigga go ahead and be what he going to be.
That's right.
And I'm not going to let it bother me or worry me. Stress me out.
Right.
Because you can't change nothing but yourself.
Yeah.
So change yourself today.
Be the change that you want to see, right? You have to change yourself if you want others to change around you. Once you start changing, the bad seeds will start moving away, because they're not going to want to see the change in you. They want you to still act a fool like they act a fool. But no, you're better than that. It definitely has to be the change that we want to see. And it starts with you.
So it's a shadow. All these holy days we keep are a shadow of things to come, and you should keep them so you can practice and keep them in your heart. And not only keep them in your heart, but just, you know, I mean, what's wrong with getting leaven out of your heart? What's wrong with getting leaven out of your spirit? Nothing's wrong with that. This is a good holy day to keep.
Yeah, very good.
And to work on it and to practice it. It's a good day. So just let it all go. So, once again, have a happy holy day.
God is fighting for us, pushing back the darkness.
Is that what you want to play?
Lighting up the kingdom.
It's not on here.
Oh, I will play it.
No.
Okay.
Keep your happy holy day. Most High blessing to you. Hallelujah.
Spider-Man.